By this time their destined victim appeared from his cabin. He was a small and dark but rather delicate-looking man for a sea captain, with large whiskers and mustache, however, and wore a red cotton velvet vest with watch seals at his side. To this gentleman Stubb was now politely introduced by the Guernsey man, who at once ostentatiously put on the aspect of interpreting between them.
"What shall I say to him first?" said he.
"Why," said Stubb, eyeing the velvet vest and watch and seals, "you may as well begin by telling him that he looks a sort of babyish to me, though I don't pretend to be a judge."
"He says, monsieur," said the Guernseyman in French, turning to his captain, "that only yesterday his ship spoke a vessel whose captain and chief mate, with six sailors, had all died of a fever caught from a blasted whale they had brought alongside."
Upon this the captain started, and eagerly desired to know more.
"What now?" said the Guernsey man to Stubb.
"Why, since he takes it so easy, tell him that now I have eyed him carefully, I'm quite certain that he's no more fit to command a whale-ship than a St. Jago monkey. In fact, tell him from me he's a baboon."
"He vows and declares, monsieur, that the other whale, the dried one, is far more deadly than the blasted one. In fine, monsieur, he conjures us, as we value our lives, to cut loose from these fish."